This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver's emergency sirens will now sound during potential disasters other than tornadoes. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Until now, the city's 86 hazard sirens have only turned on during tornadoes. But officials say they want to embrace a new all-hazards approach to emergency alerts. The sirens will now notify people about severe flooding, wildfires, and other major threats. The main criteria is that the emergency be imminent and widespread. The sirens will not send an all-clear message. Officials say residents should take shelter and watch for news alerts if they hear the sirens trigger. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Many economic factors in Colorado Springs are heading in a positive direction. That includes a strong job market and inflation coming under control. But the region continues to have persistent housing affordability challenges. That was a major topic of concern at the University of Colorado Springs' recent economic forum. Bill Craighead, the forum's director, says that's especially true for renters. Rents fell slightly at the end of last year and have remained stable since, but
they're still way above where they were a couple of years ago. So renters have really been socked. This has been a really big increase in their cost of living.
Meanwhile, home sales in the Pikes Peak region are down 20% from the summer season last year due to high mortgage rates. Come find more at CPR.org. The FDA has approved booster shots that target a new variant of COVID-19. Stay here in 10 minutes to hear more.